The Traveler's Journal, March 5th. Appreciating the plums of a Tami Bayan. Appreciation of flowers is an old Japanese tradition, resplendent with deep meanings. Spring's profusion of cherry blossoms, for example, they reveal life's beautiful but fleeting nature. Then there's the plum tree. These fragrant, persevering petals of pink, red, and white make their annual appearance before winter's last snows have melted. This time each year, the Japanese leave their comfortable foot warmers in search of ume, the beautiful plum blossoms that reassure them spring is close at hand. Plum festivals blossom everywhere, and the Japanese come to gaze affectionately upon the slim-trunked plum trees, whose tightly gnarled branches are evidence of careful pruning. And they come to eat umeboshi, plums picked and salted last June before they ripened. In fact, these festivals are veritable plum frenzies, with a wide array of items, including tea, crackers, jams, wine, noodles, and even toilet paper made from these tart red fruits. Two popular Tokyo plum viewing places are the small but exquisite Yoshima Shrine and Shinjuku Goyen, a former Imperial Garden. A Tami Bayan, a hot springs resort an hour's bullet train ride from Tokyo, has hundreds of plum trees, or visit the village of Mito in Ibaraki Prefecture, where a 19th century feudal lord dedicated his villa to the plum tree. He named his estate Kairakuen, which means to enjoy the garden together with people. It's a veritable plum blossom paradise. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. Visit us online at travelersjournal.com.